Welcome to this week's episode of Platica con Pueblo. Aquí estoy. Soy Julian Martinez. I'm Julian Martinez, creative editor at Pueblo at 14 East. And I'm here with Giselle Cervantes. Giselle, could you introduce yourself?
Hola, me llamo Giselle Cervantes. I am currently the Student Government Association president, and I'm really thankful to be here in Pueblo.
You mentioned in the op-ed about how a major part of your role is just having conversations with students and listening to what the student body is going through. How are you doing that through quarantine, through this quarter, and what have those conversations been like?
Yeah, I definitely will acknowledge it's been a little bit harder since being in quarantine. I love to initiate conversations on campus just spontaneously. Like if I hear a student saying some offhand remark about something they'd like to see at DePaul or something they don't like at DePaul, I'll often ask them what are your needs are, what their needs are, what they would like to see. That's how a lot of at least personally my initiatives come out, is just from casual conversations with students about what they'd like to see. So it's definitely been a challenge to create those spontaneous conversations in a remote setting where every almost every interaction is planned. I have been definitely trying to make an active effort to reach out to students. We created a form recently to gather student feedback. It's on our DHUB page. I shared it on all of my personal social media, as well as asked members of SGA to also share on their social medias. Literally just opening up a space for students to give any feedback about anything at DePaul. So that's a way we've been trying to get feedback. We also have some wonderful members of SGA who are great at doing outreach. I've been trying to do my own outreach, but I think it's been great to see how the members of SGA use their networks and the other student organizations they're a part of to bring other students to our meetings, or even to speak for them at the table. When we're talking about important issues and what stance we're going to take on them, there are lots of students who say, well, these are the things that I've heard from lots of students. How can we incorporate this perspective into the decisions that we're making? It's all very intentional, and it's all very it's good practice as to doing outreach and making sure that we're trying to meet the needs of all of the students.
For sure. And what have you been hearing from students around these times?
I think that students right now have a lot of valid concerns around how we're moving forward as a community with the global pandemic. I know in the student feedback form, I got some feedback about tuition pricing was one, as well as I was hearing from students even before, when things were still kind of happening and decisions were being made at the university. I heard lots of wonderful pieces of feedback about how DePaul was going to proceed. So one piece of feedback that I heard was there's a student health fee that students have to, they can opt out if they'd like to, but there's a health fee that students can pay if they live on campus, and it gives them access to the Sage Presence Medical Group. Students were concerned about if they're not living on campus, for some of them, that was their form of healthcare. So how does the university proceed in protecting those students? Subsequently, the university is not charging students, but is still providing the service. That's just an example of things that students will raise as concerns that we hear, and we're able to advocate for students in that way, because of course student health and safety is at the forefront of what is happening right now.
Yeah, it seems like everyone, not in a selfish way, kind of in a wanting to keep your college education alive, is concerned for themselves. Everyone is concerned for what's next year going to look like, what do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been hearing so much, and some students are really, really feeling hurt about losing their communities at DePaul, losing their friendships, having to move back home. A lot of students are also concerned about how they're going to pay for their expenses, their rent. There are students who live off campus who are in leases right now that they have to keep up with. And there are students who maybe worked off campus that aren't being paid anymore, who were laid off. Students have such a wide variety of different concerns and issues that we're facing as a community. So the uncertainty is real, and it's hard. And so I guess what I've been facing is, how do I, in a time of uncertainty, tell students like that we are here for a resource to advocate for them. And how do we go about advocating for all of the different needs that students have? That's why I'm thankful to have such a like large team of folks on SGA, because they are so thoughtful and like think of everything that like could possibly like be like a need or concern for students. And that allows us to make insightful and critical decisions. Going back to like what you said, students are like worried about what's to come, and that's so valid. Like, I think that it's, this pandemic is so scary because we don't know how long it's going to last. And I know for me personally, I felt like I don't know where the, like, I don't see an end in sight, and I'm trying to like find the light at the end of the tunnel. But how do we, what I've been trying to challenge myself to do is like, how do we find the lights in the tunnel or like on the way there to guide us in a time where like there's a lot going on and people are facing so many like really hard issues.
Has aprendido tú como el líder de este grupo, no solo de un grupo, pero en una manera el líder de los estudiantes, con estas experiencias que has aprendido?
Sí, he aprendido que no nomás es importante como conocer los estudiantes, también es importante de tenemos que hacer algo cuando los estudiantes dicen que tienen un problema. When students come to me and tell me, like, I think DePaul should be doing this, or they post on social media saying, I think DePaul should be doing this, any form of communication saying, like, these are what my needs are, I think I have a responsibility as a student leader to not just listen and make them feel heard, but also to take action. Like, that's a part of being a good leader. And a part of that, too, is how do I empower others to also take action so that the work that I'm doing is sustainable. This pandemic and everything that's been happening has been a huge test of my leadership in terms of how do I get as many voices at the table? And when I do have those voices, how do I like take action in a way that honors the human dignity of the people impacted by these decisions? It's definitely a challenge. And it's been, I think, the best part of leadership is learning that. Because I think prior to coming to college, leadership to me was, how well can you lead, like how well can you be in charge of others? But coming to DePaul, I realized that it's not about being in charge of others, it's about being with others and standing in solidarity with them. And when they express a need, taking action and then empowering others to do the same. So it's been a really great learning experience for me. I hope to carry like the things that I've learned with me for like the rest of my life.
Yeah, I mean, you wake up every morning with a great responsibility on your shoulders.
There's a lot of work being done. I know that. And then also just trying to like trust in myself that as long as I'm listening and as long as I'm taking action based on what has been brought to me, then I'm doing my job and I'm doing the right thing. I think a big challenge for me has been like, how do I have a very, I don't know if collectivist is the word, but I like to get everyone's opinion on something before I make a decision. And sometimes in times of crisis, those opinions come in tension, like with each other. And it can be hard to make decisions when that happens. And so I've been trying to keep in the back of my head both perspectives or all perspectives of a situation and trying to advocate for a situation or a solution to problems that are inclusive of all of these perspectives. What I've been holding on to is just like, I have a team of people behind me who are here to help me, and I'm not doing this all alone, and I shouldn't be doing this all alone. It's not about me. It's about the students who elected me and who gave me this responsibility. It's kind of putting the needs of others before mine and then acting, if that makes sense.
Definitely. ¿Cómo has podido ayudar a la comunidad Latinx en estos momentos, en estos tiempos?
It's a really great question. I think that for me, like being a member of the Latinx community myself, I know that we face a lot of different challenges because like the Latinx community is systemically disadvantaged in this country. Like I'm the first person in my family to be an American citizen. My parents immigrated here from Mexico. And so I know that for my family and for lots of other families, like this is a hard time economically. And so something I've been really pushing for then at the university level is what are ways that we can support financially students who are experiencing hardship. Something that we've been doing is like advocating for donations to Student Emergency Assistance Fund. SGA is currently looking at trying to donate the remaining balance of our budget to the Student Emergency Assistance Fund, or at least a portion of it. So what are ways that we can support those who are financially disadvantaged, acknowledging that in this country there are institutions that work against the Latinx community economically? And I know, like, personally, it's been hard for me, like, in my family. And so how do I support the other students at DePaul in that way? As well as acknowledging that, like, these problems are, they're intersectional. Like, our identities right now are all, like, being, I don't know, like, at least me, like, as a woman of color, I feel very vulnerable right now, if that makes sense. But just, like, the struggles of, they're intersectional and people are experiencing hardship in different capacities, I think is the thing. So trying to support the different hardships that students may be feeling is really, really important to me. As well as we have SGA elections coming up. What are ways that we can get Latinx students involved in running for an SGA position or getting involved in listening to who are the people who are running for SGA? We have a wonderful senator for intercultural awareness right now who's working on these issues and trying to get members of like the DePaul Alliance for Latinx Empowerment to come to our meetings or to run for SGA to get Latinx representation in our organization. That's like a big thing that we've been trying to do as well as other identities on campus that are not represented in SGA and deserve and need a seat at the table.
Yeah, I mean, especially at a time when the administration in the larger nation is pushing those vulnerabilities even further.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
really good to hear. I mean, that for your work, estás empujando cambios buenos para toda la gente, para los estudiantes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And yeah, it's sad to see like the greater administration do things, especially like against folks who are undocumented. Acknowledging that folks who are undocumented come from a variety of different countries and races and backgrounds. There are also lots of undocumented folks who are Latinx and who identify with like being Latinx, who are part of that community. So how do we support our undocumented students at this time is really important. That's something that I have personally been advocating for all year, but especially now, like during this time, making resources like the Student Emergency Assistance Fund known to the students who might need it the most right now is important.
Well, I appreciate your leadership.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for a great interview. This has been Platica con Pueblo. Soy Julián Martínez.
Yo soy Giselle Cervantes.
Muchas gracias. Dale ganas.